Summer Kasahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bashakl rang gul bas haqeeqat mein khaar hai duniya ek pal mein hai idhar se udhar char din ki baghar hai duniya zindagi naam rakh diya kisne zindagi naam rakh diya kisne मौत का इंतजार है दुनिया जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है अजल ही ने छोड़ा न किसरा नजारा इसी से सिकंदर सफाते बिहारा पड़ा रह गया सब यूं ही ठाट सारा हर एक ले के क्या क्या ना हसरत सिधारा जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है मिले खाक में अहले शां कैसे कैसे मकी हो गए ला मका कैसे कैसे हुए नामवर बेनिशा कैसे कैसे जमी खा गई नौजवा कैसे कैसे जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है तुझे पहले बचपन में बरसों खिलाया जवानी में फिर तुझे को मजनू बनाया बुढ़ापे ने फिर आके क्या क्या सताया अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है यही तुझे को धुन है रहूं सब से वाला हो जीनत निराली हो फैशन निराला जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला तुझे हुस्न जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला जगा जी लगाने
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another beautiful edition the start of the week the Monday the 29th of Muharram of 1446 corresponding to the 5th of August 2024 I hope that everyone is in the best of health and had a good and revitalizing weekend Inshallah today we're going to be starting tomorrow, inshallah, all depends on the sighting of the moon, whether tomorrow will be the first of Safar. And there's a lot of speculation and a lot of myth that comes about that people, they can't get married in Safar, they can't travel during the month of Safar. And in a few moments, we're going to be getting a Hafiz, a student of Deen, who will be coming on air with us, inshallah. And he will be explaining to us the importance and how we shouldn't follow these ways of not believing, because every month of the Islamic calendar is beneficial. There is no such a month where we can't do anything of that sort. So inshallah, what we're going to do, we're going to be listening to that nasheed that was playing, and thereafter we're going to be trying and get hold of the student of deen inshallah. But you can send in your messages and what do you feel on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. And also don't forget, at 12:30 would be our recipe segment. मजज़ूब तुझको समझ लेना चाहिए अब खूब तुझको जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है बशकल रंगो गुल बस हकीकत में खार है दुनिया एक पल में है इधर से उधर चार दिन की बगार है दुनिया जिंदगी नाम रख दिया किसने जिंदगी नाम रख दिया किसने मौत का इंतजार है दुनिया जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं It's gone 11 minutes past 12 Central African time, and we do have our student of deen. He is Hafiz Faisal, and inshallah he will be coming on air with us to discuss our topic, and he's going to debunk the myths of the month of Safar. So inshallah, Hafiz Faisal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother Sulaiman.
Jazakallah
for giving me for an opportunity to be here with you.
Barakallah fiq. Jazakallah khairan, Hafiz Faisal. Hafiz Faisal, I believe that you are the son of Maulana Mansur al-Haq Sahib. How is he doing?
Alhamdulillah, yes, I am the son of Maulana Mansur al-Haq Sahib. He is unfortunately in the second year of his Parkinson's. His Parkinson's has gone really severe, where his movement has now gone very minimal. It's gone to about 10% compared to last year. We ask the listeners, and I ask you also, to please remember him in your du'as, that Allah Ta'ala grant him afiyah, Allah grant him sihha, kamila, ajila, mustamirra, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rabbul Alameen. Jazakallah khairan, Hafiz Faisal. Hafiz Faisal, our topic of discussion would be to debunk the myths of the month of Safar. And like I was telling the listeners, that every month of the Islamic calendar is very beneficial, and there's always a reward in sawab during these months. And if you can correct me by saying this, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, mentioned a hadith, La Adwa, that there is no suffering unless Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has put upon a person.
100%. Yes, definitely. You have hit the nail on the head with that one. La adwa fi safar. There is no way that you can think that there is bad omen. I think at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mushrikeen of Makkah would not want to marry, would not want to make a nikah in this month, thinking it would start off on a bad note. People would not want to start a journey in this month, thinking it could lead to evil, or it could lead to death. All types of silly, they were all removed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever evil has to come to you, it comes from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's not because of a certain month or because of a certain climate. or whatever. It is because any evil that that reaches you, it only reaches you out of the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all goodness that reaches you also, it reaches you not because of a certain time, but it reaches you on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Definitely,
Hafiz Ab. And Hafiz Ab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها.
Yes, بالكل. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never burden any soul except with what that soul can bear or what it has the ability to take. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place upon that soul.
Now, Hafiz Ab, you know, a lot of people, they come and they come on air and they ask our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab that is there any hadith, any validation, and how can we educate the ummah in making them understand that, listen, there is no such a thing as bad omen during the month of Safar or any other month during the Islamic calendar. And how can we advise and educate the ummah to make them understand, like, listen, we must get this ideology out of your people's heads that, you know what, there's nothing wrong in any of the Islamic months.
Brother Suleiman, we have Mufti Sahib in your... Mufti Sahib is our great, great learned alim. I don't think I would have anything over and above him as advice to the people. I don't think I'd have anything over and above him that... Look, superstition is something that was built in our culture, especially the Indo-Pak region. And superstition is something that is always there, unfortunately. And debunk the myth is one, but to actually debunk it from our elders and to remove it from our thought itself, that would take time. But we can listen to the advice of Hazrat Mufti A.K. Sahib Da'ud Barakatuhu and all our other elders who had no, there is no fear, there is no, nothing can harm you besides what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission. Nothing can benefit you besides what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission. That itself, just that thought, if we just keep living our lives with that in front of us, that itself could maybe help. But I would be the last to give any advice to help debunk a certain myth or a certain belief system that has creeped into our minds, unfortunately.
Gee. Now, Hafizab, we spoke previously. You did mention something regarding old customs.
Old customs?
Gee.
So these are, as I said, our old Rasmo Riwaj, they call it.
Right.
Rasmo Riwaj means they came with our culture. They are something that is built in, inherent in our culture. For example, dancing on a certain wedding day or whichever little Rasmo Riwaj comes with a certain nation. Like I, for example, we are mixed Pakistan. In Pakistan, we have mix of Punjab and Kashmir. And there are many Rasmo Riwaj which are there, which have no real basis in Islam. It was from York. It's just passing down from culture to culture or from generation to generation. And a lot of people think that this is part of Islam. Unfortunately, it's not. Most of the time, it goes against the teachings of Islam. So what is really important is to learn the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he lived, the way the Sahaba ikram lived, and stay in the company of a pious awliya, stay in the company of a pious lover of Allah. You will then learn which is important in our deen, and which is something which has no place in deen.
Okay, no, definitely, Hafiz Ab. Hafiz Ab, you say Jazakallah Khairan for your time and coming on air with us.
Two calls while we spoke. Jazakallah Khairan for giving me a call.
Barakallah.
And it was a pleasure to speak to you and the listeners. All thousands of them, inshallah.
I mean, Hafizah, but before we go, any special message for your beloved father? The request
no,
that was...
just his a lot of his pupils have been coming weekly to visit him. Hazrat Mufti Saab was here 2 months ago. Alhamdulillah, Mufti Eki Hussain Saab was here, sitting with him. Most of his pupils, alhamdulillah, have come through. This weekend that passed, we had Qari Sadeen, Qari Abdurrahman Sadeen, one of the best reciters of the Quran in South Africa, not even in South Africa, around the world. He came, he sat down with Maulana, and a lot of people are coming through and asking for du'as. He's now 78 years old. Please make du'a that Allah keeps his Mubarak and blessed shadow over us. The disease that he has is very, very harsh on the brain and the mind. It reduces movement. It sometimes increases movement where it becomes a huge shiver, and at times it reduces movement and makes the body rigid completely. And that is where Hazrat is having an issue with movement. Please, I beseech and I beg the listeners to remember him in their du'as, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him afia. There is no pain, alhamdulillah. It's just that the body is so rigid that movement is compromised. May Allah ta'ala grant him some movement back, inshallah. And may Allah ta'ala keep his shadow over us.
Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Hafizab, this weekend will be the istima in Newcastle. Is Hafizab going for the istima?
Hazrat has been invited for the istima, but I have to be with him as his khadim. Unfortunately, travel right now, even to Johannesburg, is really, it's really, really hard. His doctors are in Pinehaven, which is about 90 kilometers out of Rustenburg, and they're getting days is a mission, so it will be very hard for us to make it to Newcastle.
Okay, Hafizab, requesting
The entire group of Newcastle came about 3 weeks ago. The Mufti Aku Saab and all the pupils of Newcastle came to visit him as well. There is a great, great link. Papa Mullah Mansur Haq Saab got to South Africa in 1975, and he taught for over 20 years in Darul Uloom Newcastle. So he's a part and parcel of Darul Uloom Newcastle. He loves it to bits. That was his first home when he came to South Africa.
Gee, I do believe Mufti Saab always mentions yes. At his time during his stay, his 20 years in Newcastle, and he mentions a lot of your beloved father that
they
stayed in a room in near the madrasa.
Yes, bilkul, yes. The amount of sacrifice they give initially for deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah accept it from them. But deen has flourished in this country. If you look at the ulama in Cape Town, 60 to 70% of them have all completed under Mullah Mansurul Haq and under Qari Sema and under Mufti A.K. Hussain. They are their teachers, they are their elders, and they have been doing amazing work in Cape Town, all from Darul Uloom, Newcastle. It was the first Darul Uloom started in South Africa. And there was Mia's farm, that was the Hill section, and Darul Uloom Newcastle was the first place where ilm, a tertiary Islamic education, was taught.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan, Hafizab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your father complete shifa'i kamil ajla. And also we request your father's esteemed du'as for this sinner and for all of us at the radio station. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen.
Allahumma ameen, ya Rabbi. Brother Suleiman, we must meet up. I haven't seen you in months.
No, inshallah, Hafizab, one day, inshallah, when we have the time, then we will definitely arrange
a meeting,
inshallah.
We must get together, inshallah. Please ask all your listeners for our du'as. And if you have a chance, please pass salam to the Mufti Saab and my request for du'as.
Ameen, jazakallah khairan,
Hafizab. May Allah bless you all and may Allah grant you all the basis for all that you are doing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khairan. Hafizab, request your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And that was Hafiz Faisal, who is the son of our beloved Maulana Mansur al-Haq sahab, who is in Rustenburg. As you heard Hafiz sahab requesting du'as for his esteemed father, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa'i kamila ajala and a speedy recovery. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. It's 25 minutes past 12 Central African time. We're just going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the program, The Midday Report, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Next up will be our recipe segment, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
أمن تذكر جيران بذي سلامي مزجت دمعا جرى من مقلة بدمي الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدمي ثم الصلاة على المقتار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم محمد فخر عالم بادشاہ انس و جان سرور کونین سلطان عرب شاہ عجم وہ محمد فخر عالم بادشاہ انس و جان سرور کونین سلطان عرب شاہ عجم ایک دن جبریل سے کہنے لگے شاہ امم تم نے دیکھا ہے جہاں بتلاؤ تو کیسے ہیں ہم عرض کی جبریل نے اے شاہ دی اے محترم آپ کا کوئی مماثل ہی نہیں رب کی قسم مولایا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم میرے مولا صدا تحیت و درود کے گجرے اپنے محبوب پر جو ہے تیری تخلیق بہتری اسی محبوب سے وابستہ امید شفاعت ہے اسی محبوب سے وابستہ امید شفاعت ہے اسی محبوب سے وابستہ امید شفاعت ہے کہ ہر ہمت شکن مشکل میں جس نے دستگیری کی مولا یا صلی وسلم دائیمن آبادن علی حبیب.
It's gone 12:30 Central African time, and which is now our recipe segment. Our first recipe that comes in, we're going to be doing the we did lahori chops last week, so this week we're going to be doing something called barbecue chili chops, right? So your ingredients for the barbecue chili chops is going to be, you're going to need 1 kilo of chops, 2 tablespoons of red masala paste, 1 tablespoon of chili powder. And a person says here, I use Kashmiri chili variation. So that's 1 tablespoon of chili powder. Tablespoons of Robertson barbecue spice, 1 cup of all gold tomato sauce, 4 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of brown vinegar, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, and the salt to taste. So the ingredients are 1 kilo chops, 2 tablespoon of red masala paste, 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 2 tablespoon of Robertson barbecue spice, 1 cup of all gold tomato sauce, 4 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of brown vinegar, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, and salt to taste. Then the method, you're going to marinate by combining all the ingredients together. And this you can use for ideal, for brine, for grilling, or for frying. So that was the barbecue chili chops. Then, our next recipe is, the tandoori chicken buns. Right, so you're going to have, 2/3 cup of milk, 2 teaspoons of dry yeast, and they say over here you must mix it a bit. 2.5 cups of flour, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1/4 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of yogurt. So you're going to have 2/3 cup of milk, 2 tablespoons of dry yeast, 2.5 cups of flour, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1/4 cup of butter, quarter cup of yogurt. Then you're going to stir the milk and the yeast together. Stir the milk and the yeast together. Then add the rest of the ingredients and knead. Add the rest of the ingredients and knead it all together. Once it's smooth and stretchy, then you transfer it to a clean bowl. Then you're going to let it rise until it's double its size. Then you're going to have your tandoori chicken buns. So let me repeat it again. 2/3 cup milk, 2 tablespoons of dry yeast, 2.5 cups of flour, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1/4 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of yogurt. Then you're going to stir the milk and the yeast together. Then you're going to add the rest of the ingredients and knead it together. Once it's smooth and stretchy, then you transfer it to a clean bowl and let it rise until it's double its size. So those are the 2 ingredients for today, inshallah. Don't forget, you can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, we got this book here, and it's called On This Day. So today, let's see, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 5th of August. Let's see what happened on the 5th of August. The 5th of August. The 5th of August. The first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland, Ohio. Wow, 1914, on the 5th of August, 1914, the first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland. Then in 1990, President Bush sends the U.S. Marines into Liberia, the capital of Monrovia, to evacuate American nationals and protect the U.S. Embassy. Iraq claims that its troops have begun withdrawing from Kuwait. Then 1729 was the death of Thomas Newcomen, who was the Englishman who invented the first automatic steam engine. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, you can, that's what happened on the 5th of August in those years. But you can send in your messages and your recipes to 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. If you have any comments, any criticism, I'm open to criticism on how we can change the show a bit. If there's something that you don't like, something you can add on, you know, you can always message and you can tell me, like, okay, Brother Suleiman, this year you're not doing right, or something to that effect. You know, if you feel that I'm not doing anything right, then you can always send a message and explain to me and tell me this is how you should be doing it. And, you know, we're all learning. It's the first time I'm doing a show like this here solo. And, yeah, you can explain to me as to how I can change. We're all learning. Inshallah, it's 20 minutes to 12 Central African time. Inshallah, we're going to be going for another nasheed break. And we're going to be waiting for your recipes to come through, inshallah.
Ko takalluf hai humse agar hum bhi bebas نہیں بے سہارا نہیں، خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے، راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے، اور گلیوں میں قصدن بھٹک جائیں گے، ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے، ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے، جیسے ہی سبز گنبد نظر آئے گا بندگی کا قرینہ بدل جائے گا، سر جھکانے کی فرصت ملے گی کسے، خود ہی پلکوں سے سجدے ٹپک جائیں گے، نام آقا جہاں بھی لیا جائے گا، ذکر ان کا جہاں بھی کیا جائے گا، نور ہی نور سینوں میں بھر جائے گا، ساری محفل میں جلوے لپک جائیں گے، اے مدینے کے ظاہر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا، بات بڑھ جائے گی دل تڑپ جائے گا، میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے، ان کی چشمِ کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر، کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر، ہم کو اقبال جب بھی اجازت ملی ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے.
We have another message or another recipe that came in. I see everybody is loving the chops recipe. I think it's the quickest and easiest to make, na? So anyway, our next recipe that comes in is 1 kilo shoulder chops. 1 kilo shoulder chops. One tablespoon red masala, ginger garlic. One tablespoon red masala, ginger garlic. One tablespoon chili powder. One tablespoon chili powder. 1 tablespoon dhana. 1 tablespoon jeera. Is dhana jeera the same thing? Anyway, you got your 1 tablespoon dhana, 1 tablespoon jeera. 1 tablespoon salt. 1/4 teaspoon of arad. Yellow food coloring. 1 tablespoon of barbecue spice. 1 tablespoon of steak and chopped spice. 1/4 cup of sweet and sour sauce. 1/4 cup of sweet chili sauce. Then they say the method is marinate all together and cook on low in olive oil. Also try this here with ribs. So that's just simple. So the ingredients for sweet and sour chops is 1 kilo shoulder chops, 1 tablespoon red masala, ginger garlic, 1 tablespoon chili powder, 1 tablespoon dhana, 1 tablespoon jeera, 1 tablespoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon of arad, yellow food coloring, 1 tablespoon barbecue spice, 1 tablespoon steak and chopped spice, 1/4 cup of sweet and sour sauce, 1/4 cup of sweet chili sauce, and the method, you marinate all together and cook on a low in a olive oil. They say you can also try it out with ribs. So that was our recipe segment. You know, earlier on we had the son of Maulana Mansur al-Haq Sahab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa kamila ajila and a speedy recovery. And just a reminder, inshallah, for the menfolk, that this week will be the istimah in Newcastle. We encourage each and every one of you to make an humble effort to try and attend, inshallah. It's just gone 12 minutes to 1 Central African time. And we're going to be terminating our show. Unfortunately, Maulana Zaid wasn't available for us today. He had some errands to do. But nonetheless, we say Jazakallah Khairan to those who came on and who sent in your messages. Say Jazakallah Khairan for those that you sent in and you never come through. If you never had time to read it out, please make me maaf. Inshallah, I will read out your messages next week. From the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, every day, Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. and the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, bi amanillah, ma'a salama, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.